Now, if you're wondering what to do on this Queen's Birthday weekend, coming rapidly approaching actually here in Victoria, one option might be to go up to the High Country, to the northeast of Victoria, and more specifically to King Valley, which is a wonderful part of Australia. And it was the part of Victoria that used to grow tobacco, but they diversified into other products when tobacco became, not too popular, I suppose, in some people's eyes. I've got on the line Alison Lloyd, Executive Officer of Wines of the King Valley, who's going to tell us about their brand new event that they are staging up there this year, which is a balloon festival. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Alison.
Thank you so much, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Now, I was just saying offline, you do a lot of events up there in the High Country, if I can just use the broader generic term.
Yes.
So this is a new event. Why have you chosen to do this balloon event up there for Queen's Birthday? You used to do something else.
We did used to do something else, yes. Yeah, so we have had a very successful festival called Weekend Fit for a King for 13 years running on the Queen's Birthday weekend.
Yeah.
But we have a balloon company, Gold Rush Ballooning, operating out of Brown Brothers Millawa Vineyard every week. And they had run very successful balloon festivals in Canberra. They came to us with a bit of a dream of balloons floating over the King Valley en masse, and we jumped at the opportunity and said, yep, that it would be just the crowning glory on what we do on the Queen's Birthday weekend.
Sounds great.
So
I know these guys.
I've
actually interviewed Rob from Traquair Estate, who's part of that
whole
process.
Isn't he a gentleman?
Oh, he's magnificent, and his wife. Yeah, that was a bit of fun. I've talked on air about them, so there's a nice tick for the balloon festival, because Rob was part of Gold Rush. How many balloons do you expect you're going to have there, Alison?
Well, we'll have at least a dozen and hopefully up towards 20. One of the most spectacular sights of the King Valley Balloon Festival will be the Brown Brothers Night Glow. And at that event, I've heard people speak of visiting these interstate and internationally. All of the participating balloons will be on the Millawa airstrip, and they all light up in unison as guests dine in around them on the Saturday night of the Queen's Birthday long weekend.
So they're sitting on the ground,
Alison,
are they?
They'll be sitting on the ground, that's right, yeah. So you can get right up close to them and watch them light up. There's live music, and they all light up in unison.
So you're sitting on the airstrip having your dinner, basically.
That's it. Yep, that's it.
Well, that's interesting. No, it sounds great. I've actually had the privilege in my journalistic career of taking a few balloon rides, particularly a couple in Alice Springs that took off very early in the morning. So I know the impact that you get when those balloons light up before the dawn.
Isn't it incredible?
They look sensational. I mean, you're freezing your buttocks off. You want to get into the balloon to get a little bit of reflected heat. But magnificent. Yeah, so that sounds great.
It's a stillness like no other, being in a balloon flying over the King Valley. It is just the most incredible calm, and to have all of those vineyards and the King River below you, and the mountain ranges rising up around you, is just an unbelievable experience. And that's why Gold Rush Ballooning wanted to do this event in the King Valley.
So typically the balloons are going to fly with passengers during the daylight hours, aren't they?
There'll be three early morning flights for the King Valley Balloon Festival, so Saturday, Sunday and Monday, taking off at dawn, so everyone rugging up and putting on their big jackets and scarves and beanies. And there'll also be an afternoon flight on the Sunday afternoon from the other end of the King Valley around Whitfield and Chesund.
Okay. So people can, if they want, can go into a balloon, but there's a cost involved, isn't there?
There is a cost. It's $385 per person, but it's a ballooning experience that is completely unmatched. You not only be in a balloon floating over the King Valley, but to be part of the festival when you've got these massive balloons around you. I can only imagine at the moment what that sight will be like to be jostling with other balloons for takeoff and then go your separate ways over the valley. I think it'll be pretty special.
I hope they don't jostle too hard.
Yeah.
That is a great experience. So I guess photographers who are interested will be lining the roads up there, will they?
Absolutely. There is a photographic competition running.
Right.
For who gets the best image of the King Valley Balloon Festival, and I'd highly recommend getting up a little bit earlier to get your vantage spot.
Yeah, of course, this area up there is renowned for its food and wine, and I guess that's part of the reason to have a festival, is to have as many people in the community involved. So what can people, apart from the balloon ride, which sounds spectacular whether you're on the ground or up in a balloon, what can people expect over this long weekend?
Absolutely. There is an absolute feast of things going on. We have a number of food and wine events at the Wines of the King Valley Wineries. So Del Dotto Wines, Pizzini Wines, Politini Wines, Chrismont Restaurant and Larder. They have a cellar door there as well. They'll all be open with special menus, live music. At La Cantina King Valley, we have a local market of handmade goods and local produce, and all of our cellar doors are open for tastings as well.
And this is an Italian-Australian community up there pretty much, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The region was settled by Italian migrants. As you referenced, the first crop that they turned their hands to was tobacco. And they've kept the Italian spirit alive and well, so there's plenty of rustic Italian nonna's lasagna.
Nonna's everywhere up there, I reckon.
Beautiful handmade cannoli.
Yeah. I have visited Pizzini, which is a beautiful situation up there. I think it's the old tobacco drying sheds that they've turned into their present premises. Am I right?
That's right. The Pizzini cellar door is within the old tobacco kiln.
Yeah.
It's a really stunning setting.
It is a great setting. And you can even do a cooking lesson there, or you used to be able to do a cooking lesson with Nonna, I think.
You absolutely can. Katrina runs a Tavola cooking school with all sorts of dishes to share.
Yeah, and she gets CEOs up there. I wrote a story for MiceNet, the magazine I write for, about her getting all these CEOs to get down and get dirty, you know, and roll the dough.
Absolutely. Make some gnocchi, or Fred runs courses in roasting porchetta and more meaty things as well, if that's what your taste runs to.
So the wines of this area are a little different to some other parts of Victoria. There are sweeter wines available up there, aren't there? What tastes could people expect in the wine area?
Absolutely. Well, the King Valley is the Australian home, really, of Italian wine styles. And that has come about because of the Italian heritage of the people who lived there. So in many instances, when they were tobacco farmers, the families maintained a few vines at the back of the property so that they could make the wine of their homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, and sometimes by necessity and the force of innovation and ingenuity, they've become commercial concerns.
Yeah.
So we produce a range of Italian wine styles, from Prosecco through Pinot Grigio, Nebbiolo, Sangiovese. Probably there is a Moscato, which is a sweeter wine style, but that doesn't figure very prominently, actually. I think once you come up to the cellar door and have a taste, you'll find the wine's quite elegant, and they're really made to go with food. So you'll find that they're a lighter wine style, not a big dominant red necessarily.
No.
But the Italians have a style that they say prepares the mouth for food. The wines are definitely meant to be drunk with some salami and cheese and beautiful roast meats, and that's how we do it.
Alison, is there accommodation available up there? If people were to try and book to go now, can they get a Queen's Birthday weekend place or not?
We're getting pretty close to sold out. It is a small region, and we really explode on this long weekend. The benefit of the high country, though, is that there are so many beautiful towns and villages nearby.
Yeah.
So if you can't find accommodation within the King Valley, have a look at
Mansfield.
You could do Mansfield, absolutely, and drive up over the hill, which is a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
Wangaratta, Beechworth, Milawa, Oxley, Whitfield, Cheshunt. Any of those places.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice easy drive, and you get to experience a beautiful town as well as the King Valley.
It sounds fascinating. It's a new event, so I hope people will go and support it like they did the previous one. The Victorians will get out there and do it. I imagine mostly Victorians would attend, is that right, or do they come from interstate as well?
They will come from interstate as well, but this is the biggest hot air ballooning event in Victoria. So there are some diehard balloony enthusiasts who will come along to see it, but also just anyone who wants a beautiful weekend away. I think, as I say, there's something magical about the sight of balloons floating over the region, and it's completely free to watch, so it's great for families.
Mm. And where would be the best place to watch it from, would you say?
Anywhere around Millawa or Oxley for those early morning flights.
Right.
If you join us at the airfield to see the launch in the morning, there is a community barbecue breakfast being put on, which is a fundraiser for local schools. So you can grab an egg and bacon roll and your hot tea or coffee or hot chocolate for the kids. It's a really inexpensive and spectacular way to start the day.
And what time does that start, Alison?
So 6 a.m., 6:45, I beg your pardon.
Go and have a look at this if you're interested to do something different over the Queen's Birthday weekend. Is there a website that details all the various elements?
There certainly is, www.kingvalleyballoonfestival.com.au.
Okay. Well, Alison Lloyd from Wines of the King Valley, thanks very much for your time and good luck with the event.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
And that was Alison Lloyd of King Valley Balloon Festival on the Queen's Birthday weekend. She spoke with Graham Kemblow.